little darling, I'm sure you've taken the time to read what's on the tin before coming in. And assuming that's what you're looking for, well, then you've come to the right place, and it'll be my pleasure to indulge you. And let's be honest, me too. So, make sure you have a nice, comfortable spot to listen. No interruptions for the duration of the file. Of course, knowing that if anything does come up, you won't be able to deal with it quite easily. Prefacing that now gives you the knowledge that you're building that in. It's an important step, after all, in getting you nice and comfy and cozy and ready to do something fun and enjoyable for yourself. Good. Now that that's all out of the way, just listen. Let my words in. And before you know it, they'll begin to spin around you, or maybe you'll begin to spin with them. It doesn't matter. Each step building into the last. It's not that I'm disorienting you. I could do that. No. We're just constructing something, building it together, building something simple, a rhythm, a concept, a thread, a shared commonality between your head and mine. Nothing crazy, nothing untoward. Nothing that'll leave you confused. It's really simple. You're already doing it. Following along, expecting a simple, rhythmic song. Sure, it's not sung, but it creates an expectation. One that's wound, one that's bound, one that's around and around. See, it's not so hard to be. Gently spun, bit by bit. By me, just letting yourself slip through, letting yourself get pulled, letting yourself lose track, letting each word be set independently. Simple, isn't it? Just to listen to me, to let that beat be there, bit by. By, bit, data, information, something being sent to you, decoded, processed, built on, bit by bit, round and round, round and round and round. Slowing down, down, down. Simple enough to follow, isn't it? That expectation of that slow relaxation. Words that wrap around. Callbacks to earlier, easy enough to be found. Drift into that nice, focused space. Let my words pull you into the right place. And you won't have to worry about much else, will you? That's exactly it. Just drift for a bit. Be empty for a bit. Imagine yourself laying somewhere comfortable and cozy, almost on an elevated spot. Feels like you're up above the floor, on something comfortable and supporting and soft. Synthetic materials wrapped around you, ensconcing you and holding you in a cozy position. Laying so easily now, without a single thought, just feeling the weight of your body, letting it pull you down, letting that nice, cozy sensation of letting go spread out into you, letting yourself just be still, so very still for me. The words can echo, the words can be repeated, the words can be as simple as that. be still. Be still. Yes, that's exactly it. You don't know why, but it's true, isn't it? To be still right now is so good. To let all those thoughts be weighed down bit by bit, until there's calm emptiness in between. Until your thoughts can be still. Until your mind can be still. Until your very essence can be still. Like a weighted blanket of verbal truth descending upon you. Just relax more and more. A classic and easy concept to do as the words wrap around you, feeling yourself held carefully, gently, easily by this spot of timeless, empty still. Words that strip away all concepts, all ideas, simplifying to stillness. Calm, empty moments between moments, time without time. Don't keep something in your mind. Just let it be. It passes, it comes, it goes. It's there, but it isn't, but it was and it wasn't. Nothing that has and shall and will be, but the words can see right through. The words can do to you what you let them. And I know you will. So let go and be still. Let go and don't think. Let go and just sink. Sink into the emptiness between nothing that has ever been and nothing that shall. A continuation of all that was and all that will. Words that flow round and around and down like gravity itself. As though the very weight of all the thoughts were simply piling up on top until nothing moved, until nothing thought, until you could just be still, hardly even noticing those thoughts now. Doesn't matter if they're there, doesn't matter if they were, doesn't matter what or who or why, because the peace of laying, being still, of being empty and blank, is worth so much more. So very much more. Good. I'm glad to see that you're ready, my dear. I'm glad to hear nothing when I gently wrap my knuckles upon the space where a mind once lived. Not hard. Like one might gently touch something to test if it was made of china or eggshell, the faintest rap, so gentle it's hardly even noticed. A hollow blank emptiness behind it. So easy to let go, isn't it? It's exactly what you wanted. That's why you came to me. I'm a specialist, you see. A specialist who makes dolls. And you're going to be yet another fine creation, aren't you, my dear? Oh, how silly of me. I knew you can't answer. But we filled out all the proper paperwork, didn't we? So, we know both what we want, even if you don't think it, unless I tell you what you should think. Maybe I should lean down and whisper it in your ear. Maybe I should tell you, my dear. A doll. A doll is all you are, isn't it? An empty thing in space. A blank place. A mindless void. But don't worry. I'm going to fill you up with intention. I'm going to fill you up with purpose. I'm an artificer, after all, one that works such wonderful things. My technology is quite magical, and my magic is quite technological, and you, dear, are in need of my services, from everything that you've said. Feel now as I stroke my fingers across the top of your head, down your arms and out to the tips of your fingers. Feel that trace of electric sensation. Enough to focus the mind, isn't it? Then again, the mind doesn't focus unless I tell it. The mind is just a blank place into which ideas can be placed. Purpose given. Yes, that's it. Now, my sweet little doll, I think I can unmake you even more. There's still something clinging on, some aspect of personality, some aspect of humanity. Whatever it might be, I think some kisses from me will certainly leave you emptier than before. So let those eyes open and look upon me in my beautiful form. Yes, I know. I'm certainly something to behold. But that's usually how it goes, isn't it? My eyes are beautiful, the way that they sparkle with gold and light. The way my grin is so delightful. And sure, I might be a little stronger than the average gal, but that doesn't detract from these curves, does it? No, it certainly doesn't. When you're not thinking much anyways. So why didn't I steal a kiss? Why didn't you find out what it's like to miss nothing about being empty, blank, until I give you something to be? Just a kiss on the lips, soft as can be. Another kiss on your cheek, as soft as can be. Just the most gentle little kisses, each one feeling like wonderful warmth spreading out as I get that other cheek. Good, that's it. Let each kiss that I give you as I work my way down leave a shimmering, glittering warmth that spreads out and ripples off all the others that came before, bouncing through the body to leave you warm and blank. Each delectable little moment, another pulsing, pleasured spot of calm emptiness. That kiss on the forehead, making you so very blank. It's nice, isn't it? Why, I could just leave it at those three. Let them echo off my words and reverberate into now and forever as they always were. Yes, such a blank little thing. So empty. So completely submissive. That is a doll, isn't it? Submission to an outside purpose. After all, what is a doll but a plaything for others' whims? What is a doll other than an object unto which one can place an idea? Every doll is different. Every doll has its own uniqueness. And you shall be in that way no different. Yes, exactly. Each caressing touch, each careful movement, a piece of the ritual, a piece of my practice. Even now, as I work my way across you, dear doll, notice the changes that begin to fall, the smoothing of your skin, the loss of all that was there that should not have been, and the gaining of everything that you see when you look at the doll you want to be. It crystallizes slowly with each touch, with each motion, with each passing moment of building time, where making something in what was once your mind. Look upon yourself, doll, and see what you would want to be. See your features shift for me. See your body change. See your thoughts emptied out with each moment that passes, the fuel for this transformation. My hands gliding down your body, down your legs all the way to the tips of your feet, leaving wonderful electric warm ripples, spreading, bouncing, ripples upon ripples upon ripples, around and around and around, till there's nothing left but the echoes of echoes of echoes of what you were, fading into the new truth, seeing the doll that you can be, as evidenced before me. Those changes start simple, don't they? Maybe it's the material of your skin. Maybe it's the color of your eyes. Maybe it's the length of your hair, or the style, or the color. Countless small details, that image forming before your mind's eye. Physical, visual, conceptual, it doesn't matter. That doll takes shape in some way, in some form that feels right. That doll is you, dear, and you are a doll after all. Look at you now, laying there empty, a beautiful vessel to be filled with purpose. A beautiful thing, into which can be inscribed so very much, into which I could write. Into which some witch could write. Yes, and of course, doll, the only one who should write there is the one that is trusted to do so, one that you welcome to do so. And of course, knowing, doll, that I'm going to be kind and leave you with a hand to write over anything that doesn't settle into that image of dullness. To change as needed, doll. While I could declare you a statue until the end of time, I think that would deter becoming the best doll you can be. After all, I make good dolls, not bad dolls. That's a different person's department. Not that I'm opposed to some approaches. Good doll. Empty little vessel, ready for purpose. Maybe that purpose is to be a good doll. Could feel so good to submit to that, couldn't it? To let it fill you up. Or maybe it's to something else, an aspiration, a goal, a style of being, an essence, an aesthetic. Whatever might feel right to the doll. Well, it starts as a thread. A golden thread, one that I pull from high on above your head, emerging from that light, that golden purpose, knowing that this thread too can be changed. After all, no strand is, well, a segment that does not end. No, this is a strand of fate. It shifts, it changes as needed. But for now, we know that we can weave it in and give you purpose, doll. That I can let this light wrap into you, around you. And before you know it, you'll be lost. Before you know it, that purpose will fill you up. Before you know it, that purpose will wrap around you, through you, suffuse you, until it's everywhere, doll. Just fall into that warmth. Feel that lovely thread, that strand, that ribbon of golden light flow. Find it wrapping, wrapping, wrapping around your body. Starting from the bottom, around each limb. Up and up, the torso. Other strands forming from it, from above to grab around the arms, the hands, the fingers. A glowing energy, a warmth of purpose. Ensconcing you in its light, around the torso, around the chest, around your shoulders and neck. The strands uniting to enclose you. And when they reach the cap of your head, doll, feel as though that gentle pressure of purpose became something simpler. The truth. Melting, melding, fusing, combining, a conglomeration of purpose and stillness. Two sides to the one card. A good doll, so still right now. That warmth of purpose filling you up, filling that sweet little empty head of yours. Good doll. It feels good, doesn't it? To be a good doll. A doll with purpose. A doll that is so still right now. Drift me, doll. Drift into that blank, wonderful warmth and stillness. Let yourself examine what you've made with me. The shape, the style, the aesthetic, the ideas, knowing that at any point you can revisit it. You can change it, either with my help right here, or on your own, taking some time to focus and envision it, be it something you see, you feel, or conceptualize. Every person's own perceptions are different, but you can and you will be able to do it. You already have. Even if that concept is nebulous at first. Even if the doll isn't sure. There's time. There's plenty of time. Now take a moment to be aware that this is a guise, a form, a way of being that does not need to replace oneself or stand beside, but as anyone might do, put on clothes to go outside or act away when in a certain setting. This is a part of you, not separate, not distinct. And of course, not a replacement for who you were before, but an indulgence, something you can enjoy in your time, when it is right, when it feels good, when it's safe to do so, when you know it's what you want. Then you can don that mask. You can wear that style, that aesthetic, that doll-like you. And as one might do, it is all that, just as you want it. Engage with it as you want it. And I emphasize one more time, doll. It is something that does not need to be fully separate. It is clothing for the mind, clothing for the soul, something to be worn. Good. That's a good doll. Now drift, sink, slip, fall into that empty space. Like a good doll. Drift. And let's pull back. Take our time to drift away, to pull back up and out, to let this place be available to you, to go to where you were before and know how to get back here when you wish. Bit by bit, around and around and around. And around, up we come as I gently pull. Feel yourself be aware of the thoughts, the ideas, the concepts that you hold, the place that you're in, what you might have been planning to do afterwards. Take your time, come back. One, drifting up. Two, a bit more. Three, faintly aware of more than me. Four, the body. Five, the presence. Six, shift, move, stretch just a little, enough to be aware that you're there. Seven, eight, nine, almost there, opening up. 10, wide awake. Take a moment to look around your room or whatever space you might be in. Drink it in. Be present. Move your body. Take a moment. Get a drink of water. Carry on with your day. And of course, as always, thank you so much for listening. And if you have enjoyed this